This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 14th of May, 2022. Appreciate you being here. We're with the Three Stooges, Todd Kunin, myself, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Appreciate you being here. We're going to have a great time, hour two. We are finishing up hour one talking about this Casey White case and Vicky White. We're going to continue talking about that because we weren't able to get through it hour one. And I know that everybody's like, you need to have that each, all the, it's funny because every single, not every single, but a lot of the radio stations say, well, just make it like three separate hours. We don't. It's a 3 hour show, right? That's the way it is. We try to make it, you know, the bump stop right at the 1 hour, but sometimes it doesn't. So we're going to continue on that and talk about the Casey White, and Vicky White case. Very interesting. Things that we're going to discuss, and Todd has studied the law on what the law is in Alabama and how these some issues work that are really strange.
But there's a question I'm sure that came up in almost everyone's mind out there listening to this fascinating story, and that is when he identified her as his wife, did he throw out the window his I was kidnapped by her or I kind of went against my will with her, she just took me along? Because remember he said, take care of my wife, she's been shot, right? Remember that?
Yeah, no, we're going to get
into
that.
And called her his wife.
Right. And then also we got a family says, please don't release him, and Todd studied the law on that issue also. We're going to discuss why people can be released and not released with parole and get into that issue. But that's what this second hour is about. We're also going to talk about gun control in California on we got the Second Amendment discussion. If you want to call in and talk about it, 855 Law Radio, again 855-529-7234. Or go to our Instagram at RadioLawTalk.com. Follow all the stuff. Follow our social media. We do plug stuff in our social media at times. Cal, I think we have come up with something. And Todd and I, you know, the difference between Radio Law Talk and other radio shows, we air everything so our listeners know, right?
Yeah.
If it's a behind-the-scenes things, we don't keep it behind the scenes, most of the time, that is. But we talk about things that are really cool. Now, wouldn't this be cool, Cal? Hear me out.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
If we took a murder case, like a cold case or one that's really old, that's interesting. So every hour we have case or no case, hour one, two, and three, right?
Yeah.
And then we also take this cold case, murder case that we talk about as lawyers, and we talk about the first hour part of it, and then follow up the second hour and basically bring in the conclusion of it, hour three, of what happened. Wouldn't that be interesting? And that'd just be an addition to all the other stuff we're talking about. But, you know, hey, if you guys want to tell us what you think of that, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Or if you have any cases you'd like to see us do it to. That'd be
529-7234. But anyway, we're here for one thing and one thing only, is to get me points. You got Todd a point last week. Now it's my turn to get a point. I mean, last hour, my turn, this hour to get a point in case. Or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah! Red Wing, a famous trademarked name. In this case, Red Wing Stoneware. To collectors, certain names mean magic and money. A Minnesota store in Red Wing, Minnesota, posted that they had genuine Red Wing stoneware for sale, mostly duplicates, consignments from other Red Wing collectors. The company, which was right in town there, realized that the stoneware was wearing down the retail chain, and they were not making any money off the second or third sale to collectors. So the company went to the store and saw what was happening and huddled up and decided they wanted to go to their lawyer's office and said, they're using Red Wing Stoneware's trademark name without our permission and without compensation. So they went to the Red Wing Stoneware legal department and said, we think we have a case. What do you say? So, Todd, I think it's your turn to go first here. Case or no case?
Was it Red Wing or Red Wing Stoneware?
Yes, Red Wing Stoneware.
Yeah. Red Wing Stoneware.
This is Red Wing Boots, as you know.
Okay.
And so on. Yeah,
right. So, you know, the interesting thing is when it comes to trademark, my limited understanding, I do not do trademark law, but my limited understanding is when it comes to trademarks, if it's something that is, if it's a name that is so widely used, it's kind of hard to...
Kleenex as an example. Xerox.
Yes, yeah. or the word fax, which started out as a trade name, what do they call that? A shortened version of facsimile.
Right.
But now, I mean, everybody sells fax machines, and it's on the box of every fax. Well, I don't know how many fax machines we have anymore in the
day. I don't
know
if anybody even sells them anymore,
yes.
But they used to.
But they used to, back in my day.
They're clogging up the dump.
Beta.
And so beta. And so the idea here is if it was just Red Wing, I think that they would not have a leg to stand on, or a wing to stand on, as the case may be. But because it's Red Wing Stoneware, if they have trademarked Red Wing Stoneware, then I think that they have a case if somebody is marketing authentic Red Wing Stoneware, and it's not the company who owns the trademark to Red Wing Stoneware.
But they're using the trademark according to the allegation
to draw attention
to the product.
So if somebody is using the trademark name Red Wing Stoneware, then the holder of the trademark Red Wing Stoneware has a case and should prevail. So I'm going to say it's a case, and the holder of the trademark Red Wing Stoneware wins.
All right, Mr. Penny, what do you think about that?
So let me make sure I'm clear. Did I hear you say it's Red Wing...
Minnesota,
which is a place called Red Wing, Minnesota.
Yep.
And this is a little store that sells the Red Wing Stoneware, right?
Right, but they don't wholesale it from the factory. They get it from collectors. They'll buy seconds. They'll do all this stuff.
Right.
And they advertise Red Wing Stoneware for sale. And Red Wing says, wait a minute.
Okay.
You said Red Wing says. Did Red Wing trademark Red Wing or Red Wing Stoneware?
Red Wing Stoneware.
Okay. My answer states.
Okay, so we've got Red Wing. What state is it in? Wisconsin?
Minnesota.
Yeah. Red Wing. Okay, so they're in Red Wing, and they should say we're from Red Wing, so come to the Red Wing place. But they say we have Red Wing Stoneware for sale. What's wrong with that? They're selling stoneware that's Red Wing, even if they're not an authorized dealer, and it's used stuff. I say it's a case, and they win, and they prevail because they're not using the trademark to sell something that's not Red Wing stoneware.
So you're suggesting that the store prevails, is that right?
The store prevails because they're just saying, we sell Red Wing. No difference than me saying... my store sells used Nike shoes.
Or have a used Chevette for sale, just as an example in my case.
Yeah, and so that's, to me, logical. Probably wrong, but that, to me, sounds pretty logical. But think about it, though. Why wouldn't they, if I was them, being from Red Wing, Minnesota, I would tie in the word Red Wing, Minnesota, and then sit there and use that. Now, another question of you fellers.
Okay.
What the crap is Red Wing Stoneware?
Well, it looks like boots. That's all I
is
know.
It?
No.
I don't know. What is Red Wing Stoneware? Have you ever seen it?
It is apparently a quite elite form of stoneware. And stoneware is different from China in that it's thicker and more heavy duty than China. So
anyway. I'm not going to tell my wife about it.
Hey, yeah, I wouldn't tell her words.
Okay.
Mum's the word. Yeah.
I like the Costco stoneware. Costco stoneware.
I like the 98
or Walmart
stoneware.
Stoneware. There you go.
I just like a fork.
Plastic.
I'm with you.
Or wood now. We'll be back and we'll talk about the Red Wing Stoneware.
But it is a real brand. Stay tuned. Continue here in just a little bit on this station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. That's true.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
In Red Wing, Minnesota, we have a little store selling Red Wing stoneware that's used and is advertising it, and Red Wing Stoneware is not happy and is saying that you are violating our trademark. Todd said it is a case and Red Wing Stoneware wins. I say it is a case and the store wins because all they are doing is reselling something that's used, and Bruce has a take on it. Bruce, what's your take?
Well, my take is that it is a case, and that Red Wing Company prevails not on their merits, but because the small-town store can't afford the litigation, and so they have to fold. Despite the fact that this kind of thing is very common, is done everywhere for a wide variety of collectible things.
Right. No, I agree with you, Bruce. That's my take. Yeah, in other words, Bruce is saying the big guy's going to crush the little guy, even if the little guy has a case, which is a lot of times happens out there. Thanks, Bruce. That's a great comment.
And that's the only thing I've got with Bruce's take is he's coming from a real-world perspective, which means it's probably the right answer. But we do this in fictitious, everybody has a right to bring a case land.
Yeah, right.
Bruce probably right, yeah.
Well, here's my thing. You can get a 10-gallon Red Wing crock online for only $319. So please don't tell your wife about it, Fred. And for heaven's sake,
don't tell mine. Red Wing, hold on. I'm looking this up because it tells you how I'm kind of an oaky guy. I grew up there. I don't know where all the fancy stuff. I'm looking it up. Red Wing. It's stoneware, huh?
Yep.
And what type of, just like, okay, all right. And where's it made?
Red Wing, Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if there was an increase in sales for Red Wing stoneware after marijuana was legalized. That's the kind of stuff we need to get. It's got the word stone in it.
Let's sell it in weed, California,
yes,
man. Okay.
Everything's
all right.
Okay, here we go. What are we going to find?
So the answer is case or no case. Well, who said it was not a case?
None of us. We both said it's a case.
Well, guess what? It was a case.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Awesome.
The factory owner of Red Wing, Bruce Johnson, said the settlement ensures that the Red Wing Collectors Society Foundation will abide by the terms that prohibit it from using their company name. Collectors Society President Dale Halsum said they're pleased that the issue has been resolved. He told the Star Tribune he was the target of personal threats and vendettas, and in fact, Bruce was right too. He shut down the store. And that,
right,
ladies and gentlemen,
Todd
gets two on that deal right there.
Todd gets two. Wow, so the big guy does win, and Bruce is right. Bruce gets a point.
Yep.
Bruce gets two points. But that's bizarre. That is just so they settled it, though. That's what happened. Bruce was right. The little guy had to settle because he couldn't fight him, right?
Well,
but here's the thing. How does that work? People sell used stuff at thrift stores. And if they put out, hey, I've got a...
But if you said a Red Wing stoneware thrift store, Red Wing might be able to knock on your door and say, you can't do that.
That's
but that's what just happened.
This guy called the store the Red Wing stoneware
collectible store.
Yeah. So he was using it in the title of the store.
Well, see, I misunderstood that.
Mm. Well, next hour we're going to look at some backdoor chicanery at the parade in a small Michigan town.
Chicanery.
Yeah.
All right.
It's next hour.
Appreciate that.
On Radio Law Talk.
We're coming back to some interesting things about this Casey White and Vicky White case. So we didn't finish up. If you want to, I don't want to start all over. This is the guy that disappeared, the 6'9 dude, and the assistant director for the jail in Alabama.
Runs
away with her.
Could the names have been more confusing to the story?
Totally.
I mean, you've got Vicky White and Casey White not married. You have Casey White making a statement that might make you think that they were married, but they weren't married. And the sheriff's last name is Wedding. Okay, it's just,
and you know what the best deal about it? And also, Vicky and Casey White's name can also, there's Casey is a girl name also.
That's right.
So now there's a wedding and a funeral.
Yeah, and so what happens?
Sad story.
That's true. It's a sad story. So they find out that let's jump to Vicky. Vicky, this is the assistant jail director, whatever she's called back there in Alabama. She sells her house, like we said. This was all set up in advance. It wasn't, because obviously, if she did live, and we're going to tell you it was sad that she apparently shot herself in the head once the authorities came upon them. But they found them in Evansville, Indiana.
What a place, huh?
Yeah, and apparently they were trying to figure out their next move. She figured it out all the way to that point, right? And I, you know, the question is, does it matter what Casey White gets convicted of with this, because he's already going to be serving the rest of his life for other things, right? But the sad part is she had just put in her retirement. And by the way, she hadn't finished her paperwork. Everyone says, oh, she'd already been retired or setting up. She was working on her paperwork to retire. She had been there, what, for 30 years or something like that? And she had her whole life ahead of her. She's 58. But here's another thing. He was he's 38. She's 56. So almost a 20-year difference. That tells you how some people can be manipulated, too. In this country, you always talk about people who struggle in life. Talk about manipulation of Casey White manipulating Vicky to some degree.
Well, okay, so you say Casey manipulating...
Maybe.
Manipulating Vicky, but what was the first thing Casey White said when they pulled him, or when he exited the vehicle that he was in with Vicky when it wrecked?
When we come back, we'll tell him. We'll be back.
We appreciate you turning on Radio Law Talk and invite you to stay tuned. We've got much more coming up right here.
Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Listening to Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American officials to pay a visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The visit comes as Ukrainian officials are negotiating with Russia to evacuate 60 medics and seriously wounded people from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, the last sliver of resistance in the southern port city. According to a senior U.S. defense official, Ukrainian forces have been gaining ground in Kharkiv, pushing Russian troops north of the border. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now trying to keep Finland out of NATO, warning his Finnish counterpart that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly Finland's security environment had changed after Moscow's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. No points for you.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So as we're finishing up the Vicky White and the Casey White case, they're thinking maybe, and Todd brought something up interesting, that the minute, okay, so they're chasing him down. They finally find him. Someone says, hey, you know, we found that Cadillac. They're at a hotel. She comes out wearing a wig. They get in a Cadillac. They start driving, and the police start chasing them. And then the police vehicles hit their car and put it into a ditch, and it rolls over. And then Vicky White, she's heard on 911 saying, "I got a gun to my head," and then she shoots herself in the head. Supposedly, that's what's said. And then what's the first thing when the police rush up? What does Casey White, the jailbird, say?
The first thing he says is, "Help my wife." He refers to Vicky White as his wife. And
boy, is that interesting.
And, you know, there's a couple of things. And the reason, now, the cynical part of me, heaven forbid I should ever be cynical. The cynical part of me says, because Fred, when we went into the break, was talking about how, you know, it appears, and it could very well be the case, that Casey White, the inmate, was manipulating Vicky White, the corrections officer, to facilitate his escape.
And that stuff certainly happens.
However, I posit this. If his first words are, "Help my wife," and he indeed believed that he was married mentally to this person, is it not possible that she was the one manipulating him? I mean, if he was truly her husband, I could see this at trial. I don't know if it's a viable defense. I don't know if it's a viable defense, but Your Honor, she was, I thought of her as my wife, and everybody knows that once that happens, I no longer have any sponsor decisions that I can make.
Here we go.
As a card-carrying member of Husbands Anonymous, hi, my name is Todd. I'm a husband. Hi, Todd. It's been 3 weeks since my last autonomous decision. 2 weeks ago, I was tempted to have an opinion, but I called my sponsor. He helped me through it. You know, is that going to be his defense?
Or he's going to say, you can't use anything she said on the radio against me because we were married at the time.
Oh. Yes. It'll be curious to see, interesting to see, if, well, interesting to see if they find any evidence that they went to some little chapel and got married, if there's anything like that, if they have a certificate of marriage.
Or were they cousins?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was well, the last name being the same, I thought.
Well, you know, they met each other on a dating site. I think it was Ancestry.com. And so...
Well, they do have the same last name.
Who's the one comedian that says, you know you're a redneck when you dance with your cousins at the...
You go to the family reunion and say, oh, fresh meat.
Yeah. your family tree looks like a telephone pole.
Yeah,
so, anyway. Yes, that could be an issue. But, you know, look, that was what she said. That was what he said, Casey White. And that's what he said when he got out of the car was to help my wife. And you know, the outcome of all of this is... In addition, now remember, he was pending murder charges.
Yeah, 75 years. But you know what? I didn't know. He's already serving a 75-year sentence after 2015 crime that included home invasion, carjacking, and police chase. So he's already serving a 75-year. Now yes. He's going to serve another murder charge that he's and that's not including, you know, what's going on here, right?
And, yeah, then he's going to face the escape charges. So in terms of exposure... For him, about what's really gonna add extra time?
What's the outcome gonna be? How much? Yeah,
I can see that. Escape.
However, the escape. You know, the prosecution's gonna try to use the fact that he escaped from jail as consciousness of guilt of the murder.
He didn't escape.
But he wasn't taken out of the jail at gunpoint.
And he didn't sit there and raise his hand to her and say, no, 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 I can't do this. That would just be illegal.
I can see the prosecution on cross-examination. He takes a stand and says, it wasn't my idea, it was hers. And so the prosecution says, all right, at any point in time, you could have picked up the phone to call prison officials and say, I'm being held outside of jail against my will by this jailer. But you didn't do that, did you?
Outbound kidnapping.
You know, I can see his defense lawyers say, number one, Vicky White was the mastermind behind the plan. She set it up. She stayed in a hotel the night before. She had the cars bought.
She had the money.
She had the $29,000 set aside. She scheduled a van for the transport.
She was so manipulative that he already thought he was her husband.
I know. No, I'm not saying I agree with this guy, by the way. I'm just saying I'm arguing both sides. And what is Casey White going to argue? He was let out of jail. He didn't escape. Here's a jailer, an official jailer, let him out. Therefore, his argument is, you can't convict me. Yeah, I got 75 years and I got another murder charge going. What does it matter, right? But the preparation, he's going to say it wasn't him.
Can't you just see it? He's finally tried and convicted. After the jury comes back and convicts him of this. This is a hypothetical future in some, you know, multiverse. As the jury is walking out, one of the impressionable female jurors slips him her phone number. That would be
I think it's very possible. I have a good friend of mine in Michigan who wrote letters to a death row inmate, and everyone in Michigan, when they get convicted for murder, pardon me, they can't get out. They don't have death penalty, but they can't get out. It's still your natural life. So she started writing letters just to kind of, you know, and next thing you know, this guy, I mean, he has her wrapped around his finger. So they think that it's a romance, all this kind of weird stuff. I mean, it happens, I guess, more frequently than we know.
It's interesting that you say in Michigan, when someone is convicted of murder, they can't get out. They're not eligible for parole because I don't know if it's next, but later on in the show, we're going to talk about a story where a person had been convicted and how a decision about whether or not the person should be incarcerated affected a victim's family based upon changes in the law. Hmm. But the state was Wisconsin. So we'll get to that.
Well, we can get to that right now if you want, Todd.
Wisconsin, Michigan, they're so close to each other.
Yeah. There's a guy by the name of Douglas Balsowitz. Balsowitz.
It's probably bouncer check. That W-I-C-Z can sometimes be checked.
S-E-W-I-C-Z. Check. I have no idea. Doug. We're going to call him Doug.
Just call him Doug.
Doug. So, look, he was sentenced to 80 years in prison. 80 for killing his wife, or his estranged wife. And we're talking not a shot, not a stab. Multiple stabs, I believe, like 60 times or something. I don't know.
42 times.
Just stabbing her over and over. And, you know, he gets put away for 80 years. Now, sitting to my left is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, and is a public defender and has had his own practice also defending those that have been accused. That knows about this interesting law and when it takes effect and how this weird situation applies in Wisconsin and why he's getting out.
Yeah, so the conviction occurred, but here's the important thing to note. He was convicted in 1997. And when in 1997 in Wisconsin, he was sentenced to 80 years. And in 97, they knew that there was the possibility that come 25 years in, he could be eligible for parole. But in 97, he's sentenced to 80 years. Fast forward 2 years from then, 1999, Wisconsin passes a law. It's called their Truth in Sentencing Law. And under the Truth in Sentencing Law, people that are convicted of murder, like Doug was, are now no longer eligible for parole. The question is, because he was convicted 2 years prior to the enactment of that law, does the change in the law now forbidding parole apply to him? And the answer is no, it does not. Under the ex post facto laws and provisions of the Constitution, it doesn't. And so here we go. The family may be thinking that in 99, oh my gosh, he was going to get 80 years. Now he can't get out if they don't know that it doesn't apply. And the parole board, after 25 years, says, yeah, guy can be released, and the family is up in arms because the change in the law doesn't apply. And this guy that killed their mother, daughter, insert your family relation here, is set to get out. And when we come back, we'll talk about whether or not the governor has any power to overturn that in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, not that, Todd, or why did the parole board let him out? We're going to discuss all that when we come back. 855 Law Radio, if you want to call in, we'll be back.
Thank you, Fred and Todd. Stay tuned, everyone. There's more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up right after we take a quick break. Now then.
Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Frederick Penny, Todd Kunin from Radio Law Talk. Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So the family's taken their protest to the governor's office trying to get this murder of their sister and, you know, mom, or I don't, like you said, family members. Why is this guy, after 25 years and being sentenced to an 80-year sentence for killing his wife, stabbing her 40-some-odd times, getting out of jail after only 25 years, Todd? And why can't the governor do something about it? And my question is, and they're telling they want the parole board, removed the head of the parole board, and why did the parole board even release this guy? Because they, my general understanding, again, this is Wisconsin, which I don't know the law there, my general understanding is the parole board could still say, nah, we're not going to let you out.
Yes, they can. Yeah, the parole board, there's a certain period of time in any jurisdiction before somebody is even eligible for parole. And when you're eligible parole, it doesn't mean that you automatically get parole just because you're eligible. That's the first time that your case can be reviewed. And I don't know how, I don't know when he was first came up eligible for parole. And I don't know what the parole board looked at, but the board did make a determination to release him. Now, Let's take the governor issue first, okay? So in some jurisdictions, and this is why I think across the United States, you have to understand that each state grants, based upon the constitution of that state, the governor certain powers. In the state of California, the governor of California can overrule a parole board decision in a murder case and say, no, no, that person is not going to be let out. A governor can do that. And that's happened recently. The state of Wisconsin does not give the governor similar authority. The governor does not have the authority to overrule a parole board decision. So then you look at the parole board, and I would hope for the parole board's sake that granting parole was based on this person being a model prisoner for the time that he was in there and doing everything that he was asked to do and taking all the classes and going through the rehabilitation and had no violations in the prison system or very few or minor violations. I would hope for the parole board's sake that that was the case, because a parole board does have to set up certain criteria that if met, somebody would generally be eligible for parole, and it does to a certain extent undermine the system if the parole board arbitrarily, for somebody that has done everything they were supposed to do while in prison, arbitrarily says, yeah, we know you did everything, but we're getting so much flack, we're not going to give you parole. Okay, so I can see why they wouldn't want to yield to the public opinion based upon that, but I don't know what went into this decision. Again, for the parole board's sake, I would hope that this guy was a model prisoner. Because if he wasn't, and they released him after 25 years, I'm thinking the head of the parole board needs to be replaced, and folks need to, we need to get some people in there that will use some common sense. I just don't know what went into the decision.
So here you can look online, and you can look up the Wisconsin Parole Commission, and I'm not throwing names out there. I'm not one of those guys that has to do that. But there's a chairperson and three commissioners, and it's got the meeting notes from April 6th. 2022, and you can download those notes and see what was said during. Maybe we'll take some time and look and see what those notes were. And I'm downloading them, and I don't know how to I'm trying to view it, but here's the now they also a situation is, doesn't the family have the right to come in, Todd, and make a statement to the parole board about what they think?
Generally speaking, families do in some jurisdictions. I don't know what Wisconsin allows. But, yes, I know in the state of California, families can go in. I have attended, back when I was a prosecutor, I was working for the DA's office, and the elected DA, back before he was elected DA, had convicted somebody of murder, and that person was coming up for parole. And here I am, a new deputy DA with the office, probably, 20 years after the conviction, and I was tasked with going to the parole board hearing to argue why the person should end up staying in custody. And I get there, I show up, we're getting ready to go, and they come out and they say, the guy agreed to continue this hearing for another 3 years, so we don't need to do it. Great. But that was nerve-wracking.
But here's the interesting thing. I'm looking at their last board meeting. I guess they don't, and again, I don't understand this, I don't do this area of law, I guess they don't talk about this case. That talks about on the April, they had a meeting, the last one that they have the minutes of April 6th. So I bet you they have had the meeting on this, and I wonder if they're going to talk about this person asking for parole, and I wonder if it's on the next agenda. But I see they don't talk about anyone's parole on this agenda, so I don't know if it's made public or not, that the public can see what the parole board's doing concerning letting this guy out and why and what the testimony was and what people said. I don't know that. But that's interesting to know.
Yeah, and that's going to go into it. So this is getting a lot of play right now, because right now the only narrative in the media is guy stabbed his wife 42 times, was convicted of her murder, and now he's going to get out. And so we have on our timeline the incident of the offense, the date of the conviction, and the date that it was determined that he can be released. We're missing a lot of information from the date of conviction until now. This much I do know, and this is the irony, if the conviction had occurred 2 years later in 1999, we wouldn't even be having this discussion because under the amendment to the law in the state of Wisconsin, he wouldn't even be eligible for parole on these charges.
Yeah, but it just that's why you have a parole board, right? That's they're the gatekeepers to make sure someone coming out is not going to harm anyone or that they've done their time. And 80 years down to 25, that's what I don't get, Todd. Again, as a lawyer, and I don't know if people out there would understand, I know that you can, in many states, or some states, I guess, that you can, it's almost like half time. If you are a good model citizen in jail, and if you're convicted, let's say, 30 years, you can get out in 15, you're eligible for parole in 15, right? Generally speaking. But if it's 80 years, how does 25 years where a guy's allowed to get out? Go ahead, Cal.
In California, it's 3-1. You put in 1 day, it's the same as three. Oh. Is it not, Todd? In many cases, unless it's a sexual offense.
I'm going to give you the lawyer answer.
It depends.
It depends.
Thank you.
So under the penal code in California, the best credit somebody could get is 50% credit. But for a serious or violent felony, which murder obviously would be, you get no credits if it's murder. If it's a serious or violent felony, like great bodily injury, something like that, your credits are capped. You only get 15% credit for time in. So if you get sentenced to, let's say, 10 years, you're going to do 8.5 years if it's a serious or violent felony. The reason why I say caveat is a recent amendment in the state of California came in allowing the prison system to change the credits as they deem fit, and some people on lower-level, non-serious, non-violent felonies are only doing a third of their time.
Yeah, they're getting the 3-1
yeah.
ratio.
Yeah.
And some of that, you know, that's okay. I worry about the safety of people out there in this country, in this state. That's what's important. But, yeah, I want to follow this. I want to find out what's going to happen with this guy. That is just bizarre that the state board let him out. And, again, it comes down to the family is able to come in and tell their story and say why they shouldn't release them. And the question is, did they have someone from the prosecutor's office show up and, you know, represent this family or the victim's family and say, look, don't let him out. We don't know the situation. And I'm wondering if those minutes are going to show it. That's what I don't know. So,
yeah.
Well, all I know is it would be a relief if many people believe that the system had safe neighborhoods as an interest at heart, because that seems to be the key conflict in sentencing right now. Safe neighborhoods or too many people in prison. That's kind of what we're right down to, isn't it? Yeah.
Next hour, Kelly Clarkson. We're going to talk about a Cornish pub in Ireland that is very interesting, what is happening in Ireland. And then we're going to talk about, next week it's coming up, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. We got a little bit about that. We'll see you next hour.
All right. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Todd. Stay tuned. There's another hour of Radio Law Talk starting at 6 minutes after, online or on many local radio stations. See you then.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.